Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome back to the show, episode 516. Today I want to read verse 42 of the Parents Tao Te Ching, Befriend Solitude. Learning to handle the many moods and activities of life requires solitude. Do not let the demands of an overly active world rob your children of their peace. Constant stimulation without the balance of quietness creates chaos. The child who early befriends solitude becomes one with all that is and inherits everything. First, you must embrace solitude in your own life. It is more difficult than you think. Distractions are everywhere. Even the mind is noisy. Give your children time to play without agenda, to read without purpose, to daydream without limits, and to discover without fear. Allow yourself the same. I think this is a timely verse to read as we are coming through a very difficult, tight part of this global pandemic, where many of us were under stay-at-home orders, stuck at home unless having to leave for essential things like grocery shopping. Kids' activities were halted. School was closed indefinitely. Businesses and jobs sent employees home. All of us were home, home, home. Unless we were essential workers, of course. But the vast majority of us were home for extended stretches of time. And I hope that you found that you got a taste of what a slower pace in life looks like. I wonder how you felt about that slower pace. Sure, it came amidst a global pandemic where there has been great uncertainty about what the future holds, where we go from here, what today's experience holds for us. Yes, there's been a lot of that, but there's also been the golden opportunity for having pockets of time for silence and a slower pace of life. I hope that you took advantage of it and got a taste of what it feels like. And if you didn't realize or didn't think to slow down that pace, or I'm sure that your pace was forced into a slower, you were forced into a slower pace. But if you found ways to keep yourself busy and occupied in the same frenzy of activity that you might have experienced or lived in prior to the stay-at-home orders and the global pandemic, you may have found yourself trying to fill your time. When we run constantly, frenetically, at a breathless pace, quiet time can feel foreign. Quiet time can feel scary. Quiet time can be uncomfortable. But I hope either you had a chance and took a chance to allow some quiet pockets of time in your life, And if not, I hope that you will from this moment forward to allow pockets of quiet time. It's a great rest and recharge for your brain. It's a great rest and recharge for your creativity. When you're trying to solve a problem or a dilemma or a task or some kind of thing, whether it's something going on with your child, something at your work, some kind of puzzle, you open up that channel to your creativity when you allow quiet time. Just let your brain relax so that you can access a different way of seeing a challenge or a problem so that you can come up with a really good solution. And it's the same for our kids. But we can't encourage our kids to create pockets of quiet time and creativity and lower stimulation and solitude. We can't encourage that as effectively with our kids if we aren't practicing it ourselves. So I love that this verse encourages us to create that ability for our kids by first modeling it ourselves. So have you used this global pandemic and stay-at-home orders and quarantine? Have you used it to your advantage to create a better life for you and your children, a better relationship between you? I hope you have. And if you haven't, it's okay. I hope that you can start practicing small pockets of this quiet time from today forward. And as always, if you need some help or guidance in that area, please let me know. I help parents with this all the time in our sessions together. And I help parents, I help moms with it in my new group, The Village for Moms. And so I'd love to hear from you if you need a little extra support or guidance in this area. And I also, before I wrap up, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. I am over 500 episodes now, which is quite exciting. And I wanted to ask you, if you have not yet done so, to please, 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 if I've given you any value at all, please stop by iTunes and leave a review. I don't have very many reviews, even though I have a lot of listeners to my podcasts. And the more reviews I get, the more new people are able to discover the podcasts. So please, if I've given you any value over these years, please stop by iTunes and do me a huge favor and leave a review. I'd really, really appreciate it. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you have some peace. You can find some peace and quiet today. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.